there's a growing problem of the public threatening cultural resources and getting into trouble in dangerous areas at South Point. For years, the Department of Hawaiian Homelands has struggled with what to do with Kau, and the situation isn't getting better. It's considering an entrance fee and building a road to get access to a remote area at South Point on the Big Island that is becoming more popular with visitors and residents. It's risky business. DHHL has just released a draft environmental assessment. We talked with Deputy Director William Ayla about what that entails.
Down in Kau, on our lands, we have an environmental assessment that should be completed by summer. There's a draft management plan that is discussed in the EA. And, of course, there are always issues at South Point with regards to bad behavior, including folks jumping off of the cliffs there. And, we had another recent fatality, I would say, about 3 weeks ago. And so there's always the question of what can the department do. And with regards to the management plan and the EA, after several years of consulting with the community, you know, there are goals and there are projects that they want, and so it's just a matter of finding the funding to implement these goals and projects.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this the first project where you've had to manage it like this, charging a fee for parking, you know, that kind of thing?
No, I think we've considered, because, this is not the only large parcel of land we have. We have Humu'ula up on the flanks of Mauna Kea. We have other parcels of land where people are on a hola along the beachway there. So this is the one that I would say in need of bringing it to a higher priority because of the damage that's occurring to the cultural and natural resources, the unnecessary deaths from people doing things that they really shouldn't be doing, such as jumping off the cliffs.
Is this being magnified through social media, just as far as, getting access to that area?
Yeah, South Point is one of the areas, and we're not the only state agency that's trying to deal with the social media and the encouraged sort of trespassing, if you will, by social media.
So you mentioned someone falling down at South Point.
Yes, there was actually a death about 3 weeks ago. A young woman jumped off the cliff, a tourist visitor, and her boyfriend jumped in afterwards. She made it back to shore. He did not.
So those are the kinds of things that you folks have been grappling with as an agency, as a landowner?
Yes, the four-wheel drive activity that's, sort of tearing up indigenous plants, impacting the burial dunes, the four-wheel drive activity that is headed towards Mahana Bay with the green sands. I mean, part of the plan and part of asking the community what their priorities are is to determine for us which should we attack first as we get the levels of funding that's necessary.
And you used to be with the Department of Land and Natural Resources, and, they have a plan to manage land. And so how is it that now that you're at Department of Hawaiian Homelands, you've got kind of sort of the same mission? I mean, you own property and you've got to be able to manage it.
We all state agencies have the same challenge. We have huge tracts of land, very little staff, and very little resources, financial resources, in order to accomplish it, all with an overlay of increased numbers of tourists, right? We're going to be approaching 10 million, all looking for things to do, some of them finding social media, some of them getting information over the Hawaiian Airlines magazines, actually showing somebody jumping off the cliff, and we've called them to say that, please don't do that. Don't encourage people to do these dangerous things while trespassing on state lands.
Now, I know the Department of Homelands, has a limited budget, and that just went through a big court decision. And Department of Land and Natural Resources is looking for more money at the state legislature. We're hearing there are bills to cut some of the marketing contracts at HTA and maybe fund DLNR because some of our trails and parks are just kind of overrun and being loved to death.
by both residents and visitors, and we're approaching, you know, record highs in the numbers of visitor arrivals, right? So there definitely needs to be a balance in terms of where visitors can go safely and how the different departments that manage those lands can manage them with some resources to ensure the safety of all of the visitors and to ensure that those cultural and natural resources aren't degraded, because that's why they're coming.
Are you asking for any additional money at the legislature to help with this Ka'u project?
We have asked. The Department of Hawaiian Homelands is different from all the other state agencies in that we have a court mandate to ask for sufficient sums. So when we go into the legislative process, we have a budget that we ask for, that sufficient sums budget, which all the legislators look at, and then because the numbers are high, because this is what the department feels that we are needed, that we need in order to manage the lands and the program, we never get it. And then there's the department budget that goes through the governor's office, which is not the sufficient sums budget, but we're happy that we're getting budgetary numbers through the governor's budget and through the legislature that we haven't seen in the past. So $24 million last year is $24 million more than about 5 years, maybe 10 years ago when it was zero. So we are getting our budget increased, but in order for us to manage all of our lands, in a way that's safe and in a way that's proper for maintaining the cultural and natural resources, we certainly need more money.
Talk about those heritage sites. What needs to get protected down there?
Well, we should not have vehicles driving in and around the Pu'ali'i burial site. We should not have vehicles four-wheel driving in many different directions down to Greensand Beach. We're looking at the designation of a road as part of this plan, where everybody should stay to that road, and hopefully that will result in the restoration of the dunes and the native plants in the areas that people are now riding sort of roughshod over. We are looking at management for Palahemo, which is the very famous, describe it as a lava tube to the surface on land in South Point. So there's a very famous saying that if you haven't been to Palahemo, then you haven't been to South Point. Because of all of the runoff from all-terrain vehicles and motorcycles, the water in Palahemo right now is sort of this dull sort of greenish color when it used to be blue. So protecting the area from the motorbikes and the all-terrain vehicles causing erosion, and then every time it rains, that erosion going into Palahemo is something that the community has asked for, and it's something that we should be doing. It's just going to take cooperation from other state agencies like Historic Preservation and funding in order to do so.
Now, this draft plan also is looking at somehow getting the local community involved too, correct? I mean, if you can employ some of our Native Hawaiians down there to help manage it and help educate people about the importance of that valley.
That's part of the plan. One of the goals is to generate revenue, and if we can work with beneficiary families in the area to bring them into compliance with tax laws, into compliance with commerce and consumer laws, get insurance. If they're willing to do that, then we can take a look at opportunities for guided tours, opportunities for local businesses in the area to provide refreshments, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, because
that's part of the plan.
Right, because I know the state has tried various things at Kahana Valley, Kealakekua, Napopo, trying to figure out how to manage a resource and have the people there be involved in it, and Malama the Aina.
Yeah, and if we can do it in such a way that we generate our own revenues and we don't have to go and ask the legislature, there's, you know, a higher likelihood of it being done.
Okay. So, all right. So now is the time to provide input on a very important plan to help manage the resource down in Kau.
Yes. Now is the time.
All right. Thank you, William, for taking time with us.
Okay. Aloha.
William Aiello Jr. was appointed as Deputy Director for the Department of Hawaiian Homelands by Governor Ige in December of 2014, and prior to that, he served as Director of the Department of Land and Natural Resources. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation.